here's a story from The World.
In Colombia this summer, protesters are taking down statues of Spanish conquistadors like Christopher Columbus, pulled to the ground with a rope in the city of Barranquilla. Columbus, of course, is the man for whom the country was named. Much like here in the U.S., a debate has emerged in Colombia over the legacy of these historic figures. In the coastal city of Cartagena, which is known for its colorful colonial architecture, one man is trying to change the historical narrative.
My name is Alex Rocha from Cartagena, Colombia, and I am a tour guide. I do tours that focus on Black culture in Cartagena, Colombia. I do tours that focus on the history of Afro-Colombians.
Today, we join Rocha and 10 travelers from the U.S. on one of his tours in Cartagena. They're walking through the historic center of the city, which is still surrounded by walls built by the Spanish to stop pirates from attacking.
Now, in terms of the slave trade, you know what I mean? Our people will be brought to an area in a plaza where we're going to go later, where they were auctioned. And later, they take into the homes, to the domestic service, or to the fields.
In our tours, we basically show people, first of all, the historic center of Cartagena, which was basically built in the back of the Africans. But at the same time, what's going on with Afro-Colombians today? How, you know, our economy, our way of living, our music, you know, and all the different aspects of our culture.
Okay, people, so this is basically the main market of the city. So most of the Afro-Colombian population here in Cartagena will be working here in the informal economy, trying to make a living over day, every day, from 5 a.m. until 7 p.m. every day, over here, grinding, you know what I mean? Selling the fruits, selling the vegetables, selling the fish.
Now, this is one of the best pineapple you ever tried. It's called Gold and Honey. Come on, get a piece. I am 51 years old, so when I was a teenager, I was immersed into hip-hop music. And that inspired me to learn more about Black American culture. You know, learning about the speeches of Dr. Malcolm X or Dr. Martin Luther King. When I learned about history of Black America, I understood that there was some Black history in Colombia that I wasn't told about.
About the independence of Colombia, you should know that in the 1800s, when the locals started the Revolution of Independence, it was the children of the Spanish born here who wanted to separate from the Spanish system. So they called the Africans to fight for freedom. This is 1811. By 1821, everything ended, the Spanish left. No freedom for the Africans until 1851. You know, so it took 30 years later after it was promised.
The main customers are tourists, basically African-American travelers. You know. 99% of our customers are African-Americans or Black people in general from other parts of the world.
And you know, the police, they really give you a hard time. They want to take money from you.
They relate to what they see here, you know. It's kind of the same experiences that they live back in their homes, back in their countries. So they definitely relate to that, and they, you know, understand it, and they can feel it. You know, it's kind of the same things that happens and they go through in their countries.
Guess who is that over there? That's Christopher Columbus. You know what I mean? That tells you, you know what I mean, that it's still embracing, you know, the colonialism, because the Spanish mentality is still there. You know what I mean? Still got the wealth, the power, control everything. You know what I mean?
It is time for people out there, especially minorities, to come together and have a voice so that this society understands that they have caused a lot of damage to these ethnic groups, indigenous people, African people, or Afro-Colombians. And so it's time for people to come together and claim for their rights.
Here is a mural to honor our people. And this is basically honoring Afro-Colombians and indigenous people and those peasants, you know, but at the same time, we honor our folklore, our music, the champeta. You can see the dancing of the champeta. Come on.
We live in a country that for generations have been controlled by the powerful people. So it is hard for, you know, those without the power, you know, to succeed. But, you know, we've seen changes. We are now, as Afro-Colombians, we are more able to express ourselves to be more visible out there in murals, in graffitis, you know, even through art. Little by little, we're making changes, we're making progress, and we believe and we hope that things get better and better for our people.
That was Alex Rocha, who runs Afro-Colombian History and Culture Tours in Cartagena, Colombia. The story was produced for us by Manuel Rueda.